Today's Shir of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we begin a brand new simon today, which is actually found at the bottom of Samach Hei Amud Beis, Simon Kuf Samav Ches, which deals with Al Eze Min Pas Mevorchem. A person has a choice of many different types of breads, different types of grains that make up the breads, whether it's full, whether it's a part. So many different discussions, coarse bread, a very, very fine grain bread. So this is the very fascinating simon that will discuss that. And Mechaber begins and he says, Hayul fanu chaticho shel pas, upas sholeim, hakomi min echad. The person has in front of him slices of bread, pieces of bread, and an entire bread, hakomi min echad, and it's all from the same species. Mevarech al sholeim. So when he makes the bracha, he should pick up, take the whole bread, and make the bracha on that, as the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkat Nalat, Mishum Hidur Mitzvah, because this is the more better way to make the mitzvah, more beautiful way to make the mitzvah on an entire loaf of bread. If he only has slices in front of him, and he then picked up, he is having a slice of bread, and he picks it up to make the motzion, and suddenly the balabas or somebody else brings out a whole loaf of bread. So what should he do in this situation? Combine the two together, add the slice of bread, so to say, and attach it with your hands, putting it nearby the shleima, and make the bracha on both of them, so to say. However, in kar berech laprus, if you already made the bracha on the prus, he said a motzi lechem in haritz, and then they bring out the bread, yivatz osa. Then you go and eat the slice of bread, and don't worry that there's a whole bread there. The Mechaber continues and he says, this is true that you should make it on the whole bread rather than a slice of bread, afilhu pas kibar, which the Rama explains, pirish lechem sheinonaki. So you have the entire whole bread is made up of coarse grain, whole grain bread, it's not as clean. The cotton and the slice, vachatichos pas, or the pieces of bread, nikia ugdola, is either cleaner, so to say, it's already had all of the whole grains taken out of it, so it's nice white flour, or it's even a larger bread, nevertheless it's only a piece of a larger bread, then it's preferable to have used the entire whole bread, even though it's of a lower quality. However, the Mechaber says, Avul Masholei Misorim, if the entire large bread, the loaf of bread, is made up of barley, V'achatichos Mechitim, and the slices of bread are made up of wheat, Afilu Hiktana, even though it is smaller, nevertheless, miniach aprusa tachas ashleima, so then combine the two and hold them both in your hand, the sliced wheat bread, as well, the slice of wheat bread, as well as the entire whole barley bread, ubotzea mishteim yachan, and break them both at the same time when you make damotzi. Mishneh Berurah of Cotton Bays explains, pas kibar, demailas sholeim odiv tve, that the aspect of being an entire loaf of bread is a more important prioritization than if it is a better type of bread. Afilu bofen zeh. Even if the smaller sliced bread is of a higher quality, the larger loaf of a lower quality is considered a whole loaf better than a slice of bread. He brings down in Dishu footnote number one, the same thing is true in regards to all other foods as well, as we learn in Simon Reshid Aleph in the Sharet Sion over there. Shebedvarim, Shebir Choseim, Shavos, whenever you have two food items that have the same bracha, two items with Shahako, two items with Bar Pri Adam, Bar Pri Eitz, Kodemes, Malas, Sholem, Afilu, Lamalas, Chovit, then we always prefer to make it on the Sholem rather than on the piece, even though you may actually like the piece better. Although, as we'll see later on, today's shir, that if you're not going to eat both of them, then you pick it, the bracha on the one that you're going to eat, just because you have something better in front of you. But if you're not intending to eat it at all, so then you can make it on the piece that you wish to eat, even though it's not as nice. In Dershu foot number one, he continues and he writes, how do we define a sholem, a full bread? This is a very important question. Sometimes on Shabbos, you need lecha mishnah, and a little piece is missing. You take out a matzah, and a little piece is broken off. So how much do we define as being broken off? So the Kaf HaChaim brings down that if the piece that's missing is less than 1/48 of the entire bread, so then it's a machlokis. Is that considered complete or not? And he brings down the same machlokis as the Shari Tshuva. How do we paskin lemaisa? So Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita brings down, in regards to lecha mishnah, imein lo lechem acher, that is sholem ligamre, if you don't have another complete whole bread, so then you can rely upon this, even lechatchila, to take this bread that's missing a very small piece, less than 1/48 of it, a matzah that's missing a little piece, and that's good. And he brings down this opinion as well of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. And he says, minog ha'olam lohakel b'zeh b'lechem shenechzok tzas. If the bread is just missing a little piece, then the velt is makel to allow it to be done. He says, lechatchila, brings down the name of the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, ein lohasir afes ha Tovis, the Tovis is the label. Sometimes you have a sticker on the bread. Don't pull that off because it'll pull off a little bit of the crust with it on a challah or something like that before you make the hamotzi lechem in aretz, because you ideally want it to be 100% shalem. B'di'evet, if it's 99.9% shalem, if a small little piece is missing, that can count lechatchila as lechem mishnah. When we take over here the barley bread that is a whole loaf versus the wheat bread that is slices, it's better to take the barley bread that's the whole loaf because of the mile over here of shlema. The fact that wheat is earlier in the pasuk of the seven species of Eretz Yisrael, chita saora, so therefore wheat has a higher mile in that respect, as the pasuk says, "Ksiv Eretz chita v'sorva gomer." So the Gemara brings that. Technically, the slice of wheat should be higher. But if you want to be yotzei all the different opinions, kol hamalos, all the different attributes. So that's why the Mechaber said, take both of them together. This way you have the attribute over here of Shlema, as well as the attribute of earlier in the Pasuk of the Zayin Minim. Then he brings down the cost of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes, the Mikol Mokom. If the whole loaf of bread is made up of shipon, shipon is translated as raw usually, and that, the Mishnah Berurah says, Husha Anukor and Dogon, that's what we call grain. Apparently in Europe, that's what they used as the main grain, which was rye. And the Mishnah Berurah says that most of the breads that they had in those days were made out of rye. And he says, Vaprusa shochitin, and the slice of bread that you have against this loaf of bread is made up of wheat. And he says the same thing would be Vikanim Hayoshosorim, because both wheat and barley are mentioned specifically in the Pasuk, whereas Shipon is not. So he says, in lahachmil of zoa ala shlema maprusa. In that situation, you don't have to have the shlema, which is made up of rye, held together with the slice of bread that's made up of either wheat or of barley. Ella, in that situation, yitzala prusa labad. Then you can just take the wheat or the barley slice of bread without the entire loaf of rye. The shipun kill af misorim, because the rye is a lower status of saorim. Why? Mishum de'en niskeres b'kor behedja, because it's not mentioned specifically in the pasuk. The pasuk just says schita and sora, and the other three grains, rye, spelt, and oats, are included within those grains. The Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion brings down that this is not so clear. Ayin shamin sivkot and vav. Mishnah Berurah continues in sivkot and dal, and he writes, v'afilu aprusa gedola me'ashlema, even if the slice of bread is greater in size. Sometimes you have a slice of bread that's much bigger than the entire loaf. For example, you have a half of a challah and you have a full challah roll. So the challah roll is smaller than the half of the large challah. So in this situation, nami tov she'niach shtem biyachad. Also take both of them together. This way you have the advantage of the larger one that you're holding as well as the entire loaf that you're holding, albeit it may be smaller. Now there are more comments, and he says, Hagah. As I mentioned before, this Ramah is critical. These halachas of priority, which one should you make the bracha on, is only if you're planning on eating both of them. However, if you're only planning on eating one of them, you have a half a loaf of bread in front of you, and you have a whole loaf of bread in front of you, but you want to have the half a loaf. It's smaller, and you don't need the entire whole loaf, and you want to save that for some other time, and you're not planning on doing that right now. So then the halach is, you're allowed to go and make the bracha and eat the one that you want to eat right now, even if it's the, quote, less important one in the hierarchy. The ein lachos, you don't have to be concerned, lasheni, for the other one that is a higher priority, even though it may be more important in the prioritization, or that's the one that's more desirous to you in general. And he brings this down from the Truma Sedeshin. Mishnah Berurah says on this in Sivkot and Hay, even though both of them are in front of him, and the one that he's not eating is earlier in the Pasuk, it's let's say wheat, or then it's barley, or he likes it more, or it's more important because it's a shlema, nevertheless, one doesn't have to eat it if he doesn't want to. And he brings us down the name of the Beis Yosef and the Taz. The issue foot number two brings down, the same halach applies in regards to fruits. If you have different fruits in front of you, so you may have a fruit from the Zayin Minim, and you have a fruit that's not from the Zayin Minim, but you don't feel like having the grape now, you feel like having an apple, so then you're allowed to make the bracha just on the apple. Same thing would apply if the person has whole wheat bread in front of them, and he has bleached bread, which is called Nikiya, which is, at least in the Gemara's opinion, better. So therefore, if you're not planning on eating the Nikiya bread, it's okay to go make the bracha on the Pas Kiber, the whole wheat bread. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Umistav v'davka yemein arotz lechol ela miyechad." This is true. If he's only planning on eating one of them, then you eat the one that you want. However, avol and birtzon no shava. He doesn't really care which one he eats. He wants to eat one of the two. He doesn't care which one he eats. Lechol mizeh o mizeh. He doesn't care which one he eats. Ushneim munach lefonav, and both of them in front of him, and he could pick whichever one he wants. So then, av shein arotz lechol mishtem yachad. Even though he's not planning on eating both of them, he should pick the one that is the higher priority. Mitzvah and amuchar. It's a more optimal way to make the bracha. Levtzol a muktum the pasuk, to go and take the one that's earlier in the pasuk, assuming everything else is equal. Usha'ari ha'milos, or pick the other milo, or the other prioritization that would allow you to pick this one versus that one when you don't really care which one you eat, even though you're only going to eat only one. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Mishteim Shleimus Miminechot, if both of them are whole loaves, and they're both from the same species. Achas Gedola V'Achas Katana, but one is a bigger loaf than the other one. So let's say you have a whole challah made of wheat, and you have a bulkala, a challah roll made of wheat. Mevarech Al HaGdola, and you're planning on eating both of them. As we just said a minute ago, if you're not planning on eating both of them, make it on the one you're planning on eating. So then, in this situation where you're going to eat both of them, so make the bracha al hagdola on the larger one. That's an aspect of chashivas to it as well. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav explains, V'davka kashur shteim shavim biyofi. This is true if they're both equally beautiful. However, im haktana nikia. What does he mean by yofi, beautiful? So the smaller loaf of bread is made out of very, very fine sifted flour. V'agdola kibra, and the larger one is made out of more coarse flour, so then the smaller one is a better loaf, so then that priority of being a better loaf takes priority over being a larger loaf. Mevarech Lakhtana. In this situation, the Mishnah Berurah paskens, you make it on the smaller, better loaf rather than the larger, less good loaf. Chaber continues and writes, if the person has two half loaves of bread, he doesn't have a sholem, so what should he do? Actually try to attach the two together to make it look like a sholem. Yechabrim yachad bi'etz, go take some sort of a piece of wood, for example, something like a toothpick. Oh, bishum dover, or any other way that you can attach them that won't be visible on the outside. Shelo yenire, shouldn't look like it's being attached because then it doesn't accomplish anything. V'dino k'din sholem, as long as it now looks like it's on its own, one big loaf of bread, without having something that clearly is attaching them. So if you can attach it, so to say, on the inside by a toothpick or something like that, so then it's preferable to do it in this way. Vafilu b'Shabbos, and even on Shabbos, when there's concerns maybe of building or of some sort of aspect of Isser over here, Yochel l'chabim, there is no problem over here of reattaching them, so to say, in this fashion. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin explains, the Mogen Avraham Mefakrik was it. The Mogen Avraham is not so sure that he agrees with the Mechaber on this. And in Daito, according to him, the Bechol on a weekday ain't Tzorech L'Hadirachazeh. There's really no mile over here of having a Sholem on a weekday so much so. So Rach B'Liv Shabbos, on Shabbos when you have the Inyan, the Bo'ino Lecha Mishnah, Sholem Yasezeh. On Shabbos when you need to have Lecha Mishnah. If you don't have Lecha Mishnah, so put two halves together and make it look like it's a whole one to fulfill this idea of Lecha Mishnah. He points out, when you're doing this, make sure you don't do an isser in order to do this hiddur mitzvah. So don't take a piece of wood that is muktzah. So if you had prepared toothpicks or something like that, that would be good. However, he brings down from the Elie Rabbah, no to Ladas Shulchan Aruch, the Elie Rabbah disagrees with Mogen Avraham and seems to suggest that one should even do this on a weekday as the Mechaber suggested. Sivkat Mches, Shlo Yenir, it shouldn't be visible from the outside that you're attaching them, because he says, Avolim Nir Elahedja, if it's visible easily from the outside, Shinishaba, that they're connected, Yachad, Lo Mikri Sholem, then that's not really fooling anybody, that's not called Sholem in the situation, as we'll see in Yitzhak Shem and Simon Shin Samach Vav Siv Vav. The issue foot number three brings down, Im Nechta Halechem Lekama Halachim, when you have more than two slices, as the Chassam Sofer says, it doesn't help you to try to attach them together. This Chiddush over here, to try to put two halves together, is Bedavka for two halves. It doesn't work for multiple slices, and this is the Psak of the Kavachim as well. He also brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that if you have a loaf of bread that was sliced and it's in a plastic bag, so the plastic bag doesn't call being mechaber them all together over here, and it's considered sliced bread, and it doesn't do you any good to keep it in the plastic bag. The plastic bag is just for the purpose of keeping it fresh. And this is also the opinion of the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasot. And especially according to the Chassam Sofer, they just brought down that only two pieces can be put together to make it look like a sholem. So certainly you have a loaf of sliced rye bread, that won't do you any good, the fact that it's in a plastic bag to be called a sholem. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tess writes, Mikol Mokom Mimeish Lo Acher Sholem Lo Yivtza Al Zeh. If a person does have a sholem, he shouldn't try to use this trick of here having two halves together, better to make it on the sholem for Shabbos. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Shnei Gluskos, if you have two doughs that you're baking in the oven, Hadvukim yachad shenefu, and they were baked together, so they're actually still attached to each other. The nechtach mino achas, and one of them then had somebody break off a piece of it. Vashni and nishar shlema, the second one is whole still. So when you're making amotzi, tov lahavrid achaticha miashlema, separate the piece from the bread that is full. Kidei shetei nirah shlema, so it looks like you have a whole bread rather than you have a whole bread that has a half of a bread attached to it. It doesn't look like a whole bread. Even though, vimashi anichenu, if you were to leave it together, davukba, then it looks like a bigger loaf. So it's better to take the smaller looking whole loaf than what looks like a bigger loaf that is not considered a whole loaf to the person who's looking at it. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud explains the malas sholim odifim malas gadol, because a whole loaf is better than a larger loaf, as we've already learned in Sif Aleph. The Ramah says, but don't try to break it off where it's attached to its friend, shesham nearest kifrusa, because there it looks like a slice, but go and cut it on the side that is unbroken. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkat Yadav, the Davka Bazet, the Be'em Shleima. And this is true when you're talking here about it, it's really a Shleima. It only looks like a Prusa over here. Lachin Yitzah Mitzad HaShalem. So therefore, go break it on the other side. However, if you have a slice of bread, Avo Befrusa Mamish, if you have a piece of bread that's sliced, and it's the end slice of the bread, so Enk Pedesh Yitzah Mitzad HaShalem, you don't have to cut it on the side that hasn't been cut already. But Daishiyachtuch Menetzad, you can cut it on whichever side you want. This is brought down the Achronim. The issue for number four brings down Be'af Be'ofen Zeh, in this situation as well. Ein lachtuch is a prusak tano eliyachar bracha, only cut it after you've made the bracha, even though it's already cut, so there's no milo of shlema, but still only cut it into smaller pieces until after you've made the bracha of hamotzi, because you still would like to have as large a piece as possible when you make the hamotzi. That's more choshuv. Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, pas saorim, if you have barley bread, upas kusmin, it's spelt bread, mevarach al shosorim, kivan shehu mimin shiva. Better to make the bracha on the barley bread, which is one of the sheva minim, rather than making it on the spelt, which is not specifically mentioned. Mr. Burin Sivkot Yud Beis brings down, af the kusmin chashvin anami b'chal shiva minim, even though spelt is considered over here one of the shiva minim, the minchitim hu, it's a type of grain that's wheat, uchemo shekosa betursim in rishches, as the Torah already brings down, mikomakom einon mefurish behedja. It's not specifically mentioned in the pasuk, the shivas mino or the shivaminim, because it only says chitu saorim, and lachain saorim choshev tvei mimena. And since this is a subcategory, if you wish of chitim, and saor is mentioned by name, so the saorim take precedence over spelt. The Mechaber continues and he writes, and this is true, v'afa pisha kus minyofin, even though the spelt is a better quality than is the saorim bread. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Yud Gimel, the chaviv lav, and even if you prefer to spelt bread more, the ma'alas min shiva adif, that of these two, shiva minim, or bigger, or more desired, the ma'ala of shiva sminim is more important, as we'll learn in Siman Reish Yud Aleph. And there it explains as well, v'sham avur, the yesh omrim d'chavu kodim, there is an opinion that says, the one that you like better takes precedence, and that will be discussed more in Mitzvashem over there. Dishah footnote number 5 brings down that if you have pure of one grain versus multiple different types of grain, multi-grain, so it's better to take the one that's pure grain that doesn't have anything mixed into it, even if it isn't as finely sifted. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "Ulefi zeh lo mishkachas din zeh kiim b'shishneim shavim be'enav." So bottom line is, he says this din only applies if both of them are equal in your eyes as to which one you should take. Uleinyan kusman v'shipon, in regards to spelt versus rye, the shneim ain't mefurash b'kora, neither one is actually mentioned in the pasuk. So then, in this situation, kusman adif, the spelt is preferable because dehu minchitim, because that's a form of subtold, a subcategory of grain of wheat, as opposed to the rye, which is v'shipon and shibol shual and oats, rye and oats, the shneim and sorum are a form of barley. So therefore, the wheat takes precedence over them. Just like wheat takes precedence over barley, the tolda of wheat, which is the spelt, takes precedence over the tolda of barley, which is the rye and the oats. However, between rye and oats, v'shipa v'shibol shua, the shneim and sarim, so shipa of rye is better than oats, shu chaviv tve, it's normally considered more desired. Then the Mechaber says, pas nekiya, if you have sifted bread, well-sifted bread, or pas kibur, the more coarse bread, mavarach nekiya. As we mentioned previously, you go and make it on the cleaner bread. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yudal writes, Ushnei Minechad, that we're talking here, based upon the Torah, that they're both of the same species, because the Yemapas Kiber, if the coarse bread, Choshet Bimino Minakia, was made from wheat, let's say, and the better sifted bread was made from barley, Kigon Chitim Lagabi Sorim, Osorim Lagabi Kusmin, Hu Kolim, you take the better one in this situation, because it is earlier in the Pasuk, even though the one that's later in the Pasuk is better sifted. Sifkat Tezvav, V'yafta Kibor Godol Mimena, even though the Kibor, the coarse one, is bigger, Maila Sanakias Odif, the better sifted bread takes precedence over the larger bread. Again, they're talking about they're both equal. Shleim and Prusa, they're both entire loaves or they're both slices. Because if the coarser bread is an entire loaf, hukodum lanakiya prusa, it's better than the sliced cleaner bread, as we've already learned in Sif Aleph. Mishnah Berurah sums it up and he says, this is achlal misif melo, this is the rule of the pecking order. Mailas shiva saminim kodum lakol. Chita and Sorah take precedence to everything else, and Chita takes precedence Sorim, as we've already mentioned, is brought down here again in the Sharatzion in Sifkat Yud Aleph. Afterwards, Yachor Malas Hasholim, then a whole bread takes precedence over a non-whole bread. Yachor Malas Anoki, then a well-sifted bread takes bread over precedence over a coarser bread. Yachor Malas Hagod, the last Mila is which one is the larger one. Leading Malas Chaviv, in regards to which one you'd prefer to have, that we'll have to wait till we get to Siman Reish Yud Aleph. Mechaber concludes and he says, "Mshteim nikios, if they're both well sifted, v'zul lavoni yosim v'zul, one's a little bit whiter than the other one, v'varal halavoni yosim." Then he says, "You take the one that's slightly better sifted over the one that's less well sifted." Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Tezayin explains, "Biafin mashniya gedolim, even if the less well sifted one is a little bit larger, im lo shu chaviv olav yosir, unless you really prefer it that much more." That concludes today's shir.